Jay, the ending to that recording was awesome. See, that's one of the good things about, I mean, let's not even just say audio, we'll just say, you know, audio over Twitter. You can essentially express, you know, comedy, you know, like I said, emotions, sarcasm, anything better, because you're using voice, you know. I definitely think that there's definitely some sort of novelty factor there, which, you know, will go away possibly over time. But I also think that a service like Audioboo, where essentially it lists everyone's recordings, you know, on like a live updated stream on the front page, much like a Twitter, gives everyone a voice more as well, because I've gone through and listened to just fascinating posts from people, whether it be, you know, just thunder and lightning, storms to hailstorms to whatever. Like I said, people want to hear it, people want to do it, people, you know, want to record. So as long as that there's support for it, why not keep it going? I mean, I agree with you 100%. Once they change a few things, it's just going to take off even more, I think. And even David Saccone just agrees, you know, not even with the Audioboo, but with just audio over Twitter. It kind of adds a whole new dimension to the game. It makes it, I don't know, more, I'm trying to think of the word. It just makes it more worthwhile. It actually just draws you in better, in my opinion. It makes it, everyone's opinion is now expressible. You know, you can still use text, but you can also use voice. Do a longer recording like this, if need be. So, I agree.